from motorway to lovely haven. Once a busy artery for trade through the Industrial Revolution, the Rochdale Canal has evolved through time to become a haven for wildlife and people. This month marks 20 years since its final restoration after it fell into disuse, and a grand reopening by television broadcaster John Craven of Countryfile fame. To mark this anniversary, volunteers have reflected on its changing purpose from the motorway of its day carrying coal and cotton to a treasured waterway. Diana Monaghan is a volunteer with the Canal and River Trust, well versed in its history. Before the canals, she said, pack horses were used to carry goods over the Pennines from Yorkshire, but a boat could carry 400 times more. Rochdale Canal was built to facilitate trade, keeping it going for 100 years or so, she said. In the mid-20th century, the canal owed its revival and eventual restoration to tourism and the leisure industry. In the 21st century, the emphasis is on physical and mental well-being. The Rochdale Canal, Britain's first trans-Pennine canal and connecting Calderdale Sowerby Bridge to Manchester city centre, has long been dubbed the Everest of canals, and it stretches 32 miles through historic market towns, industrial cityscapes and uplands. It rises 600 feet and features 91 locks, including Britain's deepest at Tewell Lane in Sowerby Ridge, built by navvies using mattocks, spades and wheelbarrows. And the canal was seen to be of great national importance, laying the foundation of growing prosperity and wealth. Opened in 1804, it survived the coming of the railways, but it was a sudden surplus of army vehicles at the end of the First World War that brought an end to its use. The reservoirs were sold to water corporations and derelict sections were filled in. And by 1952, most of it was legally closed, said Ms. Monaghan. It wasn't until 1965, with a growing interest in boats for leisure, that restoration commenced, and it was fully opened in 2002. Once derelict cotton mills that lined the route are now transformed, while a 12.5-mile section has recently been awarded prestigious green flags in recognition of its importance. There are projects along the route such as the popular Incredible Edible Garden Scheme in Todmorden. An army of volunteers support its work, with specialist lock keepers, litter pickers and people checking towpaths. Richard Parry, Trust Chief Executive, said, "The positive benefits for people and wildlife resulting from the restoration of the Rochdale Canal in 2002 are amazing." Lizzie Dealey is Partnerships Manager for the Canal and River Trust charity, and she says, "All of our canal systems in Britain have such an amazing heritage. With all of that history," she said, "it's living heritage because it's still functional and important today. There was an amazing effort through the 50s, 60s and 70s to save this canal, or we would have lost it."